The man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by
Geist Note.
You ready? We're getting the cue? This is some serious business right here.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey, stop in my asshole. And use the frozen wand to shove it all up in there.
All right, drop the beat.
Gentlemen, welcome to show 215. We are coming to you live from the Dallas Arboretum Dallas, just off White Rock Lake.
White Rock Lake.
We are here for the KXT Sunset Shows.
Sunset Show. Wait, Sunset
Set Shows.
Did I say shit?
You did say shit. And it's a family affair. There's probably several hundred people here overlooking the stage. We just saw Henry the Archer play their set. It was beautiful.
He was beautiful.
The whole thing was beautiful. I may even steal some audio off the video I shot so that we can have some audio.
Henry was
show.
Beautiful. Kevin was beautiful. The bass player looked like he smelled like mustard. But other than that, it was awesome.
Are you saying Charles is a product of mustard?
No, he just looked like he had some mustard shrooms.
Oh, mustard shrooms.
Yeah.
What you're hearing in the background is Beth. She's the headliner of tonight.
And the headliner of Sunset Show. We'd like to thank our sponsor of the show,
917 KXT, for letting us come out here to do the show.
Absolutely. You've been great host.
We'd also like to thank our buddies in Henry the Archer. And let me say this to you,
Absolutely.
Matt.
Absolutely. Even Charles.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Dustin. And the date is?
It is June 13th.
J13.
2017.
17.
We are in J13 land. And
I just saw a boob slip.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be that kind of party, huh?
The alcohol is flowing out here.
There is a lot of wine being
Booze.
Consumed. Can we talk about like wine? Like we are
This is a wine event.
If Dallas was to have a wine area, this would be it. And
yeah.
You just see giant goblets of wine being downed all over this crowd.
Mm-hmm. And mead.
And it's summer. People are half dressed. Boobs are slipping
Martinis.
Out of these tops. You got
Sarah
Martinis.
McJaffrey's playing on stage, and
no,
it's awesome.
That's not who that is.
Oh.
But it's been an interesting scene. What we're doing, Matt, is we're doing a tour of Dallas. We're doing a tour of places that Drag the Ocean will never play.
Drag the Ocean will never play this place. None of my bands would ever play this place.
No.
You know why?
It's too pretty.
We offend people.
It's too pretty. We'd be too loud.
I'm surprised they're letting our podcast come in here.
I'm surprised they let us in here, too. To do this, but we got to thank
I see the guys.
Oh, there's the boys from Henry the Archer.
They're going to sign some autographs, get some wine, and probably maybe join us. Or is that asking too much of those rock stars?
They may come over here and join us.
They look sweaty.
If this was the 60s,
there'd be acid.
And I had a high powered rifle, we could recreate some famous scenes from
Grassy Knoll
Dallas history from this spot we're sitting.
Who would play JFK blown away?
Richard, right now. I'd shoot him right in the head. Boom.
He does kind of have a JFK blown away look going today. He's got the old, what do you call him, the Calibri or the Capri sunglasses? What do you call him?
He kind of does. I think he looks more like Lee Harvey.
Yeah.
Charles is looking at us. Charles is looking at us from across the way.
He heard me say he smells like mustard.
And now he wants to mustard gas you.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
So I used to live, this used to be my stomping grounds, man, before I did drugs.
You kind of talked about that as we were driving in. What
what caused me to leave this beautiful area?
No, why?
White trashness.
Why did you live here?
Why? Well, this is where my family was decided to root up or root down.
And where'd y'all move
to? From Alabama. Huh?
Where'd y'all move to?
We moved from here to Rowlett, and then from Rowlett to Palestine, and then from Palestine to Tyler, and then Tyler to Houston, and Houston to Dallas, and then to Denton, and then I'm kind of one of those people.
You're like a gypsy.
We were. Wow. That's why women say that I have attachment problems, because I don't
Maybe
know how
you
to
do.
Sing. I'm the worst at breaking up with girls, because I always knew when I was growing up that I didn't have to break up because my dad was going to move me again. So I would just kind of give a kiss on the cheek and not really break up.
Not break up at all. What the...
That's why my my adulthood relationships are disasters.
So,
except for the one
you
I'm
said
in now.
White trashness made you leave here? Is it because it started getting high tone and y'all were too low tone for it, or
no?
Went a different route.
Yeah, my dad started his employment with the cartels.
Okay,
and the cartels sent us to Rowlett. And you remember Danny Faulkner? Do you remember that? Anyone that's a Dallas fucker that listens to our show would know who Danny Faulkner is. He's a real estate investor that bought up a ton of shit from like here east and south, like back in the 80s.
Okay.
Like he was huge. Like he was going to be the next Trump.
Really?
If I may say so. Yeah,
the Dallas version of Trump.
I think he got caught up in some kind of like cocaine and boob scandal or something, but I don't know. I could be
Did
totally
he help
wrong.
Build DeLoreans?
I don't know. I don't even know if the dude's still alive, but there used to be all these billboards that said Danny. I think he started like Fox and Jacobs Homes or some shit like that.
Fox and Jacobs has a track history of drug-related things with all their money.
Yeah, them and what's it, the, not CT, or Syntex Homes.
Syntex Homes.
All those, it's because they have too much money.
It is. It really is.
So, yeah, we're here. There's a nice breeze coming through. Sarah McJaffrey's playing.
No.
She's rocking the house right now.
Her name is Beth. I think she's an Adele style.
Does she have a sign on the back of her dress? Like it says, I'm playing a show?
I think so, or someone put
I need a water.
Kick me sign?
Yeah.
And she doesn't know it yet?
Yeah, but this is way more high tone than we're used to. Like, usually our settings outside of the studio are at smoke-filled bars.
Yes.
In Tarrant County.
Or really just, you know, run-of-the-mill Hesher
or strip
joints.
Clubs.
Or strip clubs.
I like
where there's a lot of titty showing. We go to those places.
Well, there's still some of those here.
I mean, I like super cleavage.
I like the titties here, though, because they're all, like, well-kept. Like, they get their tune-ups over here.
No, this is the side of Dallas where everything is plastic.
Yeah, they get their tune-ups.
Everything is plastic. Everything
and they take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Watauga, there's a lot of boob jobs, but they're not well-kept. They're like that 1985 Volvo that's just sat in the front yard for a while. It's, you know, your dad bought it because of insurance purposes, thought he'd get a better rate.
Yeah.
And it's just sat there. But the titties out here are like you've upgraded and you've taken care of your BMW, your Jaguar, or whatever you're into driving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're really nice breasts out here.
Matt, I'm going to do...
They shave their legs out here, too.
They do shave their legs. There's a lot of I'm going to do a Snapchat real quick. But there is a lot of girls out here that are groomed for summer. This is the way we do podcasts when we're
I don't
not
know. I haven't checked any
tone.
Of the women's grooms, groomings, but they look like it.
I have. I totally have.
That one there that had the slippage a while ago does not look well groomed, and she looks sauced. Do they cut people off out here? Like, do they have a security squad that, like, hey, we're going to go ahead and cut you? They're not serving booze, by the way.
There is a cop over there.
Allowing, yeah. They're allowing booze.
And that's a worse situation, right?
Oh, Dustin, look at the sun. Look at the dragonfly.
Look at the dragonfly.
Look at the sun.
Look at the sun. We should just sit here and look into the sun and hold hands.
All joking aside, this place is rad. I love it.
So you've never been to the Dallas Arboretum, period?
No, yeah, I've been to White Rock Lake, but I never came here. Yeah.
Okay, this place is beautiful. This
it is beautiful.
This park right here, or this gardens,
yeah.
Is some of the... coolest gardens I've ever seen in my life.
I haven't seen a piece of trash
They're
yet.
So pretty. Oh, well,
in fact, when I smoked
that chick
a cigarette,
right over there, look at her.
Where?
That's
where?
A piece of trash.
Oh, she's got bruises on her.
Oh shit, that's Susie.
Should I give her a hotline number to call? So, but yeah, I was smoking a cigarette and I thought maybe. Thank you. I thought maybe I had to go across the street to put it out, and I walked all the way over there to put my cigarette out, like across. Because when we walked over here, I don't know if you noticed, Dustin, we had to drive into a parking garage and walk under the street.
Yes.
To get here.
We did. We went under a busy street.
That's how VIP we are. What street
is
that?
East Grand.
We had to walk under East Grand, and so I smoked a cigarette and walked back over East Grand and almost got hit. That's why that's there, Dustin.
Did you know that there is a smoking place not even 50 yards from here?
Oh, really?
Yeah, right underneath the awning up there where the restaurant is. You can go smoke right there. They said that earlier.
And oh, this old black dude looked like Samuel L. Jackson told me I had to go, like, way away from humanity.
It might have been. He might have told you.
Hey, motherfucker. Look at those people walking around a lake after a hard day of work.
Yeah, I wish I had a lake.
A lake would be nice. I'd go fishing like Jeffrey Lord all the time.
If my house sat on a lake,
okay.
Oh my God.
I got a quick hit.
Although
real quick.
I did find a house on the west side, I think it's west or south side of Lake Worth.
I got a quick hit real quick while we're talking about lakes.
Okay.
So Jeffrey Lord's been going fishing a lot?
Is this a constant level?
Hey, have you, I haven't been on the show in, what, 2 weeks? Or
yeah.
Is it 2 weeks?
Yeah, you weren't on. Jennifer was on last week. She did an amazing job. Got a lot of good fan feedback about her.
And I think the week before I was... Well,
no,
was
you
I
were there the week before.
Oh, I was. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, y'all talked about eco-sex, right?
Yes. Lots
What's
of eco-sex.
What is it when
in
you...
In fact, the person we talked about, eco-sex, is sitting right up there on top of that other grassy hill.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey Lord said that she does have sex.
Well, speaking
with
of Jeffrey
trees.
Lord, he's been posting some suspicious pictures of with fish.
That's bestiality.
Oh, that's just your regular. That's not like aquaticality or something, or fish piscesality.
I like aquaticality.
Aquaticality's cool.
I like that.
Is he?
Let's roll with that. Aquaticality.
Does he have a spell of that?
I think he fucks fish.
He's kissing a lot of fish lately.
Yeah.
And he's
a fan of fish.
Well, he's been posting
them
on my wall.
The pH.
Well, have you noticed he's been posting things on my walls of him making out with fish now?
Which are
cool. I love the pictures and I love the fish and I want to eat the fish.
So have you seen the GIF floating
around?
I'm
just worried about him.
The GIF that's been floating around about the fish? The hillbilly guy with the fish in the stream?
No.
So...
This is a family
deal. I'm going to keep this low.
I like how we say it's a family deal after we've talked about breast and their upkeeping and groomage.
Nobody knows what we're saying.
And mustard acid.
So there's a video floating around of this redneck dude
I'm having a hard time hearing you over Sarah McJaffrey.
Oh, she's getting it now.
She's McJaffrey's. The crowd is really responding to this.
They're
set.
Responding well.
There could be a mosh pit here shortly.
Let me show you this right here. This is floating around.
Oh, good goddamn.
This guy took a catfish and he puts it on his penis and lets the catfish.
Is it sucking it or trying to eat it?
That's Jeffrey Lord. And he sent
that
to me.
Have you sent that? Oh my gosh, Jeffrey Lord.
No,
does he need therapy?
I sent that to him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's something I did.
Hey, wait. I just saw a van cruise through the like next to the lake. Is there a road down there?
Yeah, that's how you bring people in. Like, the boys are parked right down here. That's where all their cars are.
I was freaking out. I thought we had an active shooter situation or something.
It is a giant grassy knoll. I mean, technically speaking.
So is that, like, taboo? Can you not make jokes about that still?
Yeah.
Because we're not technically Dallasians.
Hey, we're in
Dallas.
We're
Fort Worthians. Listen.
Okay, so by the time
there's
she's done...
There's probably some people out here that would kick our ass if they knew we were down here that live in Dallas County.
Dude, she's not even singing into the mic. Check her out.
I dare you to yell, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to sleep here.
Put a fucking fish in your mouth. Jeffrey Lord says shut the fuck up.
She's got a set of pipes though, man.
She does. She sounds good.
That dress though, man, I can't get over that.
What if she blows up like Adele and we're like, hey,
sir,
we saw her.
That? Wait, start it over.
What if she...
In 3, 2, 1.
What if her career blows up like Adele? And we see her, like, on the Golden Globes, what is it?
And we're just over here ragging on the poor girl?
Like, oh, we haven't ragged on her?
You just said, looks like she... Listen.
That's off mic. Oh, no, she's on mic now. But she's doing a cappella.
Let me crank this up here.
We're being really disrespectful to her, aren't we?
Nah.
She's not from Fort Worth, right?
No.
So she's not going to
she's
find us and... Part on us.
Well, what I don't like is people that have different color bangs.
Does she have different colored bangs?
Bangs, yes. So when we leave here, like, she's only going to play for like an hour, right?
Yeah.
And we still have some show to do.
So, yeah, you want to have her on? Is that what you're getting at? Look, no. That cop is browbeating me.
No, we need to go to the grassy knoll.
Dustin, look at that popo. He is browbeating me.
You want to go do a podcast from where JFK was shot?
Not tonight. We're going to do Why a tour not? Of Texas.
Why not?
Because that's a whole show, dude. Because I've never been to the building.
We're not going in the building.
I wanted to.
But what if we just set up outside on the sidewalk?
You know what's crazy?
You know there's an X in the middle of the street,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
we can no, sit right there. Across from the X and do our podcast.
I got my fingers pruny there. It's an interesting fact. I thought our listeners would want to know. Did I go too far?
Sir, that's a national monument.
I was a kid. I was in the ninth grade. I just got my driver's license and stuff.
A highly respected 10th Democrat. 10th grade. Got it through his head that God, Republicans didn't like him.
I miss that girl, too. And she hates me now.
Is she the Palestinian one?
No, she's not from Palestine.
Can you call people from Palestine, Texas, Palestinians?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Like the Jews Pakistanians don't get mad? Stuff? No. Yeah. Maybe the Jews in Palestine.
The
do,
but Israels?
No. No, it's not any of the Palestinian
Israelis,
girls.
Israelites? All them don't get mad.
This is the sweetness that moved down to Austin. That I don't know if you remember. I almost uprooted and moved down there and became a member of the Alex Jones crew. By the way, have you heard what's going on with his life right now?
Yeah, he's an actor, and well, he portrays an actor on TV.
They got an interview with him that's coming up on NBC with Megyn Kelly, and it's one of the hottest women in news. She does not smell like mustard, I bet.
I bet you she smells like
peaches and cream, man.
No, like success.
Like dollar bills?
No, not dollar bills. Like, she just has a sweet aroma of succulent success.
Is there a chance that you and I could walk into the same room as her? Or would she immediately look at us and be like, get him out?
If we go to New York, good, yeah. I say we could.
With my horror movie shirt and your
Nosferatu?
Your dad pants on?
My dad pants. I have a pearl snap-on, sir.
Okay, so you're a little... okay, so me.
No, we could do it.
I don't know, man. Megyn Kelly intimidates me. That is a good-looking one. Does she have kids? I don't ever remember her being on Fox News and, like, rolling out some squid and be like, these are my kids.
I hope that's not torn up down there.
Oh, is this security coming at us with the green shirt?
Nah, he's not security. I'll take him out. I'll throw him in the fucking lake.
So what I was saying, though, man, there's some people in Dallas that if they knew we were over here because of all the shit we've talked about media over in this hood, they'd probably be coming after us with pitchforks.
Probably. So let's talk bad more about Dallas here. This show to get in here was, of course, we're guests. We're guests. We'll get into that in a little bit. But
your pro tip?
Yeah. We are guests. Of
Dallas.
Henry the Archer and 91.7 KXT.
Which is a big mistake. We apologize for that.
And so we're here watching this. But the people that out there, there's probably what? Well, how many people do you think are there? Yeah, about 500 people?
Let's do a little bit of explaining to people.
Okay.
It's a nice, calm area. There's probably 200, maybe.
You think that's two?
Yeah, yeah, for sure, man.
Maybe three?
Nah, maybe. Yeah, who knows? But... It's a new event. It just started, so it's probably going to grow. But and there's kids playing all over the place.
They've been doing this for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Last few summers.
So there's a nice... there is no trash anywhere. It's nice. It's green. There's kids rolling down the hill. There's just people chilling, drinking wine, having a good time. Man, what do you think would happen if I just went over there by those magnolia trees over there and I was just popped a squat and like was like
shit.
Yeah, because I have not seen one bathroom out here and I got up.
It's up there.
Take a poopy.
I thought you went to it earlier. You said it was like 70 degrees in there.
I'm showbizzing, okay?
Oh shit!
God damn it! But still, this place is awesome.
It is awesome. Another thing.
What's the reserved area? Is there going to be an orchestra that comes, like a little mini orchestra that comes in and plays?
I don't know. It says reserved. I think that's where we were supposed to sit.
Should we go down there?
But we just with the microphones and everything?
Yeah.
Nah.
There is, man, okay, Dustin, tell the truth. Is there anyone in this park right now besides the singer of Sarah McJaffrey that could beat your ass?
In here?
Yeah.
There might be one or two.
I don't know, man. I don't see. Maybe Crazy Charlie?
No, because
he got crazy and threw his bass at you.
There's a guy sitting up top that looks very jocular.
Yeah.
Like he's
that cop is still eyeballing us, man.
Like he's a football player at SMU. Why do you always think cops are eyeballing us? He's looking right at her, watching her sing.
I don't think so, man.
I like how I just realized we're picking up the waterfall behind us.
I think he's got situational awareness, and he's going, we got two suspects over there.
He probably does. No one snuck up behind us yet. We're all good.
Slit our throats.
No one has. So what I was getting at was, so there's probably about 300 people in here. They paid $35 each to get in here.
The main complaint I have about this event
is how much it costs.
Yeah, but I guess if you live in this area, there's a lot. There's some good money over here, right?
Yeah.
There's some renovated areas of Dallas that are tucked in here, and they probably got some cash money, so it's probably not a big deal to them.
So if we're being very liberal, and we say there's 300 people in here, and we multiply that by 35, we have... This show, sir, this show made
$10,500. And Henry the Archer got $30 of that, probably.
I think they get war baby payments, which are...
Why did he get payments for it? For a band and no show?
I think so. Uh-oh. Richard.
Oh, has he spotted us?
And Charles both see us. And they're coming this way. Oh, God. All right. So we're back.
Dustin, you know what the best part of the stage setup is here?
What?
The lighting. My grandpa used to fillet fish and gut his fish with a light like that over his workbench in his garage.
All right. So joining us here, we have a couple of boys from Henry the Archer.
Henry.
Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Stage left.
Please, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, my thing only works when I hold the button down, but that's cool. I can do that.
Charlie, did you take shrooms today?
Please.
Charles, let's turn Sarah McJack free off.
Yeah, it's my headset.
Can you turn her down?
Yeah, we can bring her way down. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that?
That's better.
So how are you... How was y'all set?
Oh, it was great.
It looked very hot.
It was a little complex. We heard, for the first half of the set, there was a lot of guitar and a lot of bass coming in that front end of the stage, so it was kind of hard to hear the vocal. And at the end of the fourth song, one of those, Sunday Service, that wasn't me. That was not me.
Well, Charles.
I managed to... swallow something
Beth
on stage.
Just looked over here at you.
There was some fluid in that, dude.
Look, your drummer's over there lost. He's like, yeah. Where'd the boys go? Where'd they go? So, let me tell you how it sounded out front.
Yes, please, sir.
It sounded really good, except there was little bass, and the bass was high end. It was mid and high. There wasn't good rumbling low, but you're outside on a concrete stage, so I wouldn't expect. Yeah.
Dustin has to have an earthquake with his bass.
You know, it's bass player to bass player. Yeah, you've got to cause foundation issues.
So how come you guys didn't get to sit in reserve? Can we go down there with y'all?
We could go down there if we wanted to, but from what I heard, the sound right there, a bunch of people walked away after the first two songs because the guitar was so ridiculously loud right there.
Did they pay extra for those tickets there?
I don't know. I hope not.
I took pictures from there, and it did sound really ridiculous.
Really?
It was kind of cool when we got here. Because we got stuck in traffic, but when we were coming right over this hill,
yeah,
like the beginning of war started as we're coming up over the hill, yep. And so we hear it, and then we crest the hill, and we see you boys down there, and it was like
that's so fucking cool.
And it was like the kick and everything, all the noise y'all do at the beginning,
yeah.
And then as soon as you started singing, is when we crest the hill and we're looking down, like fuck yeah, that's so badass.
Cool. Did you get a Henry the Archer boner? Did you get an erection when we did that?
I did. But then I saw...
But now you have a JFK blown away boner.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, I got a chance to speak with Beth Ditto right before she went on, and she's probably, hands down, one of the sweetest, nicest people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Yeah. Super cool.
I'm trying to figure out what the sign on the back of her says. Like, she has a pink sign.
Is there lettering on her dress? Like, yeah, there's other stuff written on it?
Yeah. Is that a sticky note?
There's a bunch. It's part of the dress.
Okay. We couldn't figure
it out. So it's not post-a-note lyrics?
No.
Okay. All right. That's genius. You post-a-note your lyrics to your song, to your body.
Yeah.
And then you just you read them as you
go on. That's why I get the big bucks.
Your set list.
Yes.
That's why I get the big bucks, Dustin.
That is genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been nice. Was it hot up there when you were playing?
Very, 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 very hot, man. We've actually been here since about 2:45.
Really?
We had to backline the show with our gear.
Yeah, I've noticed that's still all y'all's gear up there.
Yeah. So we got here way before they got here just to make sure everything was set up. And, man, it's been a long one in the heat.
So where did where's she from?
So you're the second person to ask me that, and I don't know, but here's what I do know. It's somewhere in the Midwest area. I'm not 100% sure.
I'll tell you what.
I want to say maybe a state north and east of here-ish.
So let me do some...
digging?
I'm going to do some producing.
Producing on the fly?
Oh. Right here. It says, Mary Beth Patterson, her stage name, Beth Ditto, was born February 19th, 1981. she was born, let's see, la la la. It says she is often reported describing herself as a fat feminist lesbian from Arkansas.
I like her.
Badass.
That's awesome. She's freaking
that
awesome.
That is great.
The only thing I don't like, making fun of her now.
She's from Searcy, Arkansas. The only thing I don't like is... different color bangs. I'm not a fan of different color bangs.
I don't know why that bugs you.
I don't know. That's one of the things. I just
matches her suit.
I don't get it.
She's very colorful.
But
and
she's
I'm
cool.
Not being racist. I'm not being racist. I can say that on podcast. If I was on a radio station, I could. Which,
so,
by the way, is
are we
going to
have
an
after show party at Sue Ellen's?
Are they broadcasting out here?
KXT.
KXT.
I don't believe KXT's back, but they're all here though.
They are.
And there's a guy from Capitol Records here, and there's a bunch of different magazines here.
Capitol Records
Denton.
Is still around?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Magazines from Denton.
She's signed on Capitol Records, actually.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
There was a world-renowned photographer that also shoots the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders running around here. I saw him.
There was a podcast.
Oh, I saw him too.
Empire, D. Snyder?
Podcast King that was walking around, too.
There has been a couple of... veteran podcast kings.
Yes.
Those guys are hard to find,
around.
Though.
There was a couple
they're
of guitar,
hard at work.
Two guitar hacks, walk, or one bass guitar hack and one guitar hack walking around, too. Very
and
famous.
We did see an ecosexual walking around, too.
A dendrophiliac? Yeah.
We had to immediately tell Susie to pull her pants back up.
Oh, God.
And I did that because...
What has she done?
I did that because your kids
have
are
you
here,
seen,
Richard.
Thank you, Matthew.
Have you seen the documentaries being posted about ecosexuals?
What is an ecosexual?
It's someone that feels like they need to make love to the earth.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
And
that's
so they weird. Roll around in the grass and they throw dirt in their private parts. And
doesn't
they
that cause
trees
like infection and
you
stuff?
Guys
pinworms?
You guys want to hear a true story?
Uh-oh.
True story.
Here we go.
The guy that Brittany dated before me couldn't
fucking frogs around here.
He couldn't get sexually active unless they were in the middle of the forest.
Oh yeah, I like banging it out.
I like banging
out.
But he couldn't even be active unless he was in a tree or something.
Oh, you have to be up in a tree
like
a deer blind.
Yeah.
Like he would not have sex unless he was in
That's
nature.
Yeah. You'd have to ask her about it, but it's a true thing. It's a weird thing. I don't
was
know.
Was she in a cult?
Tarzan
I hope so.
Style.
I do hope so.
Have you not checked that out just to make sure? I mean, you might wake up one in the middle of the night and have some satanic witch ritual.
No, she doesn't sound like a satanic.
She looks
cult.
A little witchy.
She might, but she reminds me of someone that's like recovered woman. From like the extreme Latter-day Saints. Like she was down there in San Angelo or something. You know what I mean?
Well,
like
Susie,
that big castle fort.
Yeah, Susie was part of a cult though, wasn't she? Or
I
commune.
Think she still is.
She was in a commune.
Yeah, she still is. So. Like the Kingdom of the Children of God, some crap like that.
Or what was
the Branch Davidians?
I took Matt to the Branch Davidians a couple weeks ago.
Did you really?
Okay,
did you enjoy it?
Did y'all have fun?
No.
They put a gate up.
Hurt my ass.
Oh, you
and
couldn't
they
get all the way in?
No, it was open, but there were a bunch of signs that said no trespassing and everything. So we pulled up to the gate and stopped, and I was like, man, all these signs up there, even though the gate's open, but we couldn't get to the little monument that's in there. Yeah. It kind of pissed me off, but he was already creeped out. Yeah,
were you as scared as I was?
I wasn't scared. I was more thinking that we were being disrespectful.
Yeah, I can
but
see that.
I mean, and the thought crossed that we could have crosshairs right on our foreheads at the time.
That's how I felt there.
I would really
think... He didn't give a shit, though.
No, he wants to get shot at. Because then he gets permission to take out all his guns and shoot them at them.
That's right.
Yeah. It's like Top Gun. I have to wait till I'm fired upon in order to fire back.
They're making Top Gun 2.
They are.
I
Top
sure
Gun
hope
2,
so.
/ Maverick.
Yeah, is Tom Cruise going to be in it?
Or colon?
Goose won't. Goose won't. God rest his soul.
Yeah, Goose probably won't make it. Unless it's hologram Goose.
Unless it's hologram Goose or some sort of prequel.
CGI
or,
Goose.
Or I heard what they're going to do is they're going to make it like the movie Ghost.
Yeah.
And Goose is going to be there and he's going to sit down and make pottery with Tom Cruise.
So seriously, is Tom Cruise going to be in
pilots.
It?
I see dead pilots.
Is he going to be in it? Like
I would hope he is.
He's got to, right?
He's
at least make
be.
Some kind of cameo.
Some sort of, maybe he's like the general now. And
yeah,
like,
he's teaching the little people.
Yeah, he's teaching the little people.
Things.
Who? Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise. Is,
oh, yeah, he said he's in it.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
But he's not like the, no. Is it going to be, he's going to be the guy, like, what was the guy's name that, they talk like this? In the first one is
Tom
like,
Skerritt.
Yeah, is he?
And
he's
dead.
No, I'm saying, is that what Tom's gonna play
maybe,
now? Maybe
yeah.
Is the cat the instructor?
Viper,
yeah.
Viper.
So, hey, Ice, you stink.
Val Kilmer
is he gonna
posted
be in it?
A picture on Facebook saying, "I'm in shape and ready, waiting for my call."
Was he in shape and ready?
Yeah.
Wonder if he ever got it. The call.
What?
Wonder if Val Kilmer got called.
Richard, here's an idea. This is copyright JJTM/Henry the Archer 2017.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The next Henry the Archer video
needs to be Top Gun themed.
Needs to be you guys playing volleyball like they did in Top Gun.
Dude, I would love to do a Top Gun themed music video.
Is it playing with the boys?
But they don't use that song. Like, if you do a video for Wi-Fi Pets or whatever, y'all are playing beach volleyball in a weird...
How badass was the scene where Goose flips the ball and goes, "Don't blow this," right before he served.
And he was pointing at his dick.
I'm going to watch Top Gun tonight again, because I haven't seen it in a few years, man.
Hey, Doctor Strange is on Netflix now.
I know, I saw that. They didn't waste any time.
They didn't either.
That
was
on
weird.
On the cruise.
Have you seen it yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
It's
I
great.
It was on, I've been trying to watch all of House of Cards.
Yes.
And I got it all done finally.
I haven't even started House
of Cards.
Man,
I got through the first two seasons, and then it just kind of like started getting wonk on me. I couldn't do it anymore.
I know the new Twin Peaks came out last night.
Yeah, what network is that on? Is it Showtime?
Showtime. I'm letting them build up. I watched the first two and was kind of...
Meh.
No, my head was
hurting. Oh, they've already had two episodes?
No, we're like 4 or 5 weeks in now.
Oh.
Yeah, I want them to stack up before I get into that weirdness.
Yeah, because you got to kind of watch them all at once, I feel.
Yeah.
Because there's so much weird...
Yeah. Yeah. I heard Sally Jesse Raphael's in it.
Is she?
That's what I heard.
I don't know, but
something
there's...
Something I heard.
There's nudity, blood, and cussing
is
all through
Oprah
these.
Is Oprah in it?
It's Opie.
Oprah.
Opie.
Oprah. Oprah. You get a car. You get a car. Her.
No.
You know, the big black lady that does
loud.
Oh, God.
Right as the music dies. It's all right. That's a pretty white crowd out there.
It is a white crowd. Like, I don't see one black person.
So we did the math earlier. Okay?
Yeah.
So how many people do you think are in the crowd?
I don't know, but I know 430 tickets were sold for tonight.
Okay, let's redo
so
the math.
We're redoing that then.
Redoing the math. Because we had the Dallas Arena making
430 tickets.
Were sold.
Were sold. Okay, so we clear that out.
For tonight.
430 tickets. Right. Times 35 a pop.
Keep doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's not
this
what
show,
we made.
How much did we clear?
It's not even not even a decimal point in what we cleared.
Did y'all make $25?
More than that, but
I figured y'all made war baby.
Not much
funds.
More than that, but
do you have enough money to get a couple of beers afterwards?
Can you pay for gas to get home?
We get to take all the beers in the green room home.
Oh, there's a green
That's left.
Do you guys need
and
some
it's all
beers?
Liquid?
Yeah. Well, no, there's chips and
no, but is it
can
all
you
all
get me a water?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's
go
water.
Me
there's
water.
Water in there.
Yeah, go snag me a water.
Well, they can't get
man.
You any water.
Yeah. I can't go in there, dude. I have a
purple wristband.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine if we walk in with them, it'd be okay.
Did you guys have a problem with the list?
No, we just told them who we were, and they knew us already.
So. You didn't even have to say you were on the list. Yeah. You were just like, we're Jerry Jones Town Massacre, and they just
said, The problem we had was our driver.
Come on.
Since we were in a different vehicle than mine, our driver wouldn't park us down here with you guys.
Your limo couldn't fit in the gate.
Yeah. So it was kind of a... That was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, we
had to park with the scrub.
Really, Richard, the only beating was us, the autographs, like when we were trying to get in.
I can imagine that, but that's nothing you guys aren't used to.
No. Yeah. It was just agitating because we wanted to see y'all.
Right,
we wanted to make sure that we were there for the first note.
And it worked out timing-wise.
There's kids and stuff. We can't tell people no.
Right. The long tunnel to walk over here was just nothing like people saying, you know, we appreciate what you guys do.
I did see
that. We're glad you won that award.
Yeah.
We hope you win more awards to come.
And,
we were talking with Roger Staubach too a little bit. He flagged us down, and we were like, we got to talk to him.
Yeah. It didn't bother me, but I think around the fourth song is when the crowd started gathering around you guys.
Yeah.
And that's when I took notice to it. But you know, it is what it is.
We tried to stay in the shadow of the trees, but then Brittany came over and talked to us. Ooh, lightning bugs! Wow, there's lightning bugs out here.
There's some in my backyard, Dustin.
I'm sorry.
I have some in my backyard.
Are there?
I'm pretty sure I saw some in yours the other night when we were messing around.
Anyway, too. I just want to show you some here, Richard.
Yeah.
Listen to this. You know what that is?
What is that?
That's the key to the city that the mayor gave us when we got here. Because we hadn't been over here in a while.
I didn't know that. Welcome back to Dallas, guys. The mayor was waiting for us.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Dallas. He gave us the key to the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the only thing that was kind of annoying was the...
There's lots of lightning bugs.
There are lots of lightning bugs.
Have you ever been over here?
Never. First time.
Okay, so what you need to do is you need to come back and maybe bring Brittany sometime.
Yeah, I want to bring my kids.
Bring a picnic, bring the girls.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the very edge of it. There's a kids area over there on the other side of those trees.
Oh, like a park?
But we're kind of on the north end of this park. It goes probably another half mile that way in some of the most beautiful gardens I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
I got to check them out.
They're very, very pretty, very cool.
There's a kids park over there, huh? That's where Kevin's at, huh?
No, Kevin is right there.
Kevin's right there.
He's confused.
Yeah, he's looking at us.
Is he? Should we wave to him?
Don't wave at him.
Don't wave. Oh, just stare back at him.
Just keep staring.
I guess y'all didn't get my joke.
How long are you guys going to be here? Are you going to be here for a while?
My joke got buried.
I'll probably be here till she's done or whatever.
Okay, because I got to go talk to that person over there.
You can go.
She's
trying to wave. I'll be back.
He's trying to wave at us.
I don't know if you see right over there. Y'all got that line forming for y'all's autographs, so you need to go.
Oh, yeah, shit.
You might as well go now.
Y'all have a session, don't you?
Yeah.
Coming up?
Yeah.
Because they pulled the table out. I see the chair, so y'all need to sit down.
Y'all are a lot like us. Y'all are a fans band. We're a podcast. We're a fans podcast.
I really appreciate all you guys doing.
I noticed it after y'all set. Merchandise looked like it was going pretty good. There were a lot of people coming down there and stuff. That was cool.
It was weird signing y'all's shirts, though. That was weird.
They wouldn't sell unless you guys signed them.
Yeah. Well, and there was that one chick that, like, she showed me her cleavage and was like, sign these. And I saw that you'd already signed them.
I did.
And I said, well, I can't because Richard's there. I don't want
to
disrespect.
You had to move closer to the areola, didn't you?
Well, she just scratched it off.
This girl came up earlier and she wanted to sign my pity.
And that was real weird.
That was the first time that's ever happened.
That's what I was going to say. There's a lot of well-kept, like, 30-something boobies over here.
There's a lot of high-end over here.
I'll be back, guys.
All right, that's cool.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, snag me that water.
Yeah, yeah. I'll snag you one on the way back.
And some good Lakewood stuff. We're always fans of Lakewood.
Put some extra protein in it, too. I like that.
Protein water?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. You out of here, too, Charles? You're going to hang out with us?
Let me get on these good headphones.
And 3, 2, and 1. You want the real ones?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let me have those.
You have to hold this button, though. So you do? Yeah. For them to work. I've been sitting there holding the button the whole time.
That's weird. That's really strange. I thought these would just work like normal. All right, so...
The lightning bugs are on full attack mode.
They are. There's lightning bugs all
around
us.
Awesome.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah, I'd recommend if you have kids and you want to bring them out here to come, like, right around dusk. Or, wait, is this dawn or dusk?
I think it's dusk till dawn. Yeah.
So, yeah, right around dusk because the lightning bugs are going
nuts. Oh, there you are. That was bad. Okay. I'm going to kill Richard's mic there.
Yeah.
All right. So,
this kid here is a parkour.
They're
doing parkour and stuff, man.
Charles, how many kids do you have?
Four that I know of.
There we go.
Just four?
Just four.
She got the whole thing now.
They're all in China.
It's always fun to have fun babies. Oh, look, that dragonfly just landed on me.
Look at the dragonfly.
Not the dragonfly, the lightning bug.
Dustin, look. Just look. Look at the lightning bug.
So I have a question. All these kids are running around.
Beautiful.
Is that the mom sitting right there?
You would hope. Yes.
Those boobs have been worked on. They've been to the Meineke auto parts shop.
I'm about to go over there and be like, ma'am, are these gentlemen with the microphones bothering you?
And she's like, I just saw you with it. Why? All these kids just sat down now, and started looking at us.
Now they're pointing.
Hi, how y'all doing? How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah. There's like six kids.
No autographs right now.
No.
We're done.
We're done signing autographs
okay.
right
yeah.
now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Head back
yeah.
down the yellow brick road.
Oh, please. You don't want to hear this, kids. We talk about things yeah. that you don't need to know about.
Everybody
yet.
Say we love Matt all at once, okay? Yeah, we're going to sing.
We're going
to
sing.
Would you like to come sing with us?
No, Matt, what are you doing?
Don't call children over here.
Yes.
That's probably a bad idea.
I don't think you're supposed to be this
creepy.
Close to children.
Dude, her mom was about to hightail it to the cop over there. There's just some weirdo.
Oh, my God. We're not singing
that
songs.
One's, that
no,
one's telling
we're doing
me that
a podcast.
You, yeah, he's rapey.
This is your...
this Uncle Touchy's not
Uncle Touchy's right here.
Good Lord, please. I'm very uncomfortable right now.
I am too. I kind of want to just throw all the mics away and run.
Yeah.
Leave us alone.
That's your response we to just, children. It's like, ah!
Shit. We disconnect the mics, throw them in the woods, and take off running.
We go through the stage. We run across the stage.
And then that's when the cop tases us.
Yeah. Man, I think this mom.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I think Mama's into us now. Look, she's all laid back and stuff. She's like, this might be famous people.
They have microphones.
Is this a cover?
Headsets.
What if she wants an
autograph? She's like, I know them. I've seen them.
Oh, no. She's trying to hide her kid who's.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that was like, that guy over there said he was Uncle Touchy. And remember the last time Uncle Touchy came around?
Uncle Touchy.
We had to pay him a lot of hush money.
This is an Uncle Touchy event. You gotta keep your eye out here, man. There's some groundskeeper here that are out here that look No, just kidding. They look awesome. I'm being funny, people.
All right.
If you're listening, I'm not trying to make fun of
Matt. You're missing it. We've reached the point of the night where the drunk people are all standing up dancing.
Oh yeah.
This is when it gets good.
Yeah.
This is when Matt gets laid.
Yeah. This is
Charles.
Like a.
Charles, is he playing your bass?
No, he's.
He brought his own bass, but he's using your rig.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
Charles, I got a technical question for you. So, bass guitar, do you like it? Do you like your bass guitar?
Yeah.
That wasn't the question.
Oh.
I had to. We're in Dallas.
Oh, my God. Y'all have a show this weekend, right?
Yes.
On Saturday?
Shipping and receiving, yes.
It's the food bank.
Yes.
Cans for cans?
Yeah.
Show us your cans
event. I think
it's
event. $7. That's an
eagle
event.
Some
cans.
Toys for Tatas? Toys for Tatas?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Charles, I got another technical question.
Okay. Here we go.
When you play your bass, do you play it loud?
How loud were you here?
What?
How loud were you here?
How loud was I here?
How loud was your amp here?
I thought his volume was fine.
How long is a rope?
Huh.
Mm. That's...
What about when a rope's tied in a circle? How long is that?
Are we talking about the one that's tied around my neck?
Well, it's the length of the rope plus the circle.
Is it the one that goes around my neck before you put the lemon peel in your mouth and you grab your unit?
Whoa.
That type of rope? Is it a rubber rope?
God. Lord almighty. There's kids right in front of us, sir.
Hey, kids. Y'all want to learn about audio? For erotic asphyxiation?
You want to start talking
about... I thought
about
you were
going
to talk about audio, like... Stuff.
Audio. No, audio erotic is really cool. You just turn the radio on and beat off.
Dude, that cop is really looking at us now. I think he's got us in his headphones.
Because the kid went over there and said that guy said his name was Uncle Touchy.
Mommy, touched me.
Mommy, what's going on?
Okay,
Mommy?
Let's stop. There's kids here. Like, really close.
Yeah,
this is making me awkward.
Clean up the act.
Let's clean it up. Child abuse section's over there. Yeah. Y'all go over there.
Clean it up. Clean it up, boys. Clean it up.
So you got the show at Shipping and Receiving this Saturday, and it is a... What is it called? Food Bank Awareness?
Give me a second. No, Food Bank Awareness.
Food Bank Awareness. Is that like to let homeless people know and people that can't afford food that there are food banks available?
Yeah, this is where it's at.
Food Bank Awareness.
That's Food Bank Awareness Week, right?
Yeah.
It is the Popluck.
Popluck.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
The play on words.
Popluck.
So there must be Tarrant Area Food Bank.
Popluck. I like it. Popluck. Like it, man.
And y'all are a pop band. Y'all are playing with Ronnie Hart, right?
Yes. At 2, it'll be
Lindy. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And the Hendersons.
Then the Hendersons, which I love. And then the Crystal Furs. Then us. Then Ronnie Hart. Yes.
I may try to swing by there after. I have a very important event, which is something we should talk about, Matt. One of our best friends revealed to the world. Well, two of our best friends, technically, because they're a unit, revealed to the world that they are pregnant.
Yeah, congratulations.
That would be Shelby and Chris.
Yeah. Their life is over now.
So they're both having babies.
Yes.
Congratulations, your life will now start to suck.
Chris is having a keg, and Shelby's actually having a human come out of her.
A human, okay.
Yes.
That's the trade-off?
Yes. So they're having a gender reveal party on Saturday.
Ooh.
Not far from shipping and receiving.
I'm offended.
So that may be what?
I'm offended.
I told them
you
that.
You cannot pick your gender until you're ready to pick your gender out of the womb. That's the rules these days.
You're right, Matt. You're right. We should.
It's a gender reveal party.
They don't know what. Hey, do they? No, seriously.
Damn redhead.
Does Chris and Shelby know what gender the baby's going to want to be?
Yeah, because it's not what they're born with. It's the baby's choice.
Exactly.
Yeah. What if they want to be with this? Ecosexual?
It's what hole you stuck it in.
Totally.
Offended.
It's what hole you stuck it in? I don't think you understand how sex works, Charles.
Explain that to me.
I thought you had 4 kids.
What you should do is show Charles that video, that great video that you showed me that you sent to Jeff.
The one that I sent to Jeffrey Lord?
Yeah.
Okay, Charles, yeah. I'm going to show you this.
Okay.
Oh, wait, we're doing church hymns now.
Okay. Oh, my God. Let's listen to it.
Hallelujah.
Man, if you could see the question mark on top of my head right now.
Are you offering a quest?
What's going on here, man? This just got weird now.
I came to see you for a quest.
Yeah, it
is. You want me to give it to you?
Hey. So I sent this Jeffrey Lord. It's a man getting his...
Yeah, it's
his noodle eaten by.
Is that why they call that kind of fish noodling?
That brings a whole new meaning to noodling.
That's got
to
be a dude from Oklahoma, right?
How you have fish babies, and that's not how you create Aquaman.
That's not how you make fish.
No. Well, the band with a PH, possibly.
Huh?
What is happening?
I don't know, man. Thinking those shrooms are starting to kick in.
I think Henry the Archer would be a lot more dynamic if they had sing-along him somewhere.
Yeah, you could do Kumbaya.
Yeah, Kumbaya. Yeah.
Kumbaya.
Or some Jesus Loves Me. I don't want to be a casual Christian.
I don't want to be a casual Christian. We could just...
Because casual Christians are lukewarm. Which always confused me when I went to church.
Oh, my God.
I was like, sir, they're not cold.
They're lukewarm.
And they're not hot. A casual Christian is, what is that, like a dead, I don't know. Help me here.
Are they
what
not
is it?
Christian? Are they Christians that haven't found the back door to heaven?
They just do Christianity for fun.
All right, let's rip on Steadfast lyrics again.
Are they the dogma? Christians? Oh, those are Baptists, right? Or Catholics? Catholics.
How did this show become anti-religion?
I don't know. Hey, I've been saving something up for a little while, and Charles, I'd like to share it with you.
Well, okay.
This is a pro tip.
This isn't a fart?
No, this is a pro tip, and I'm not going to burp.
We can share farts.
Have you ever had bi? B-A-I. Speaking
there
of genders.
Is that one time?
Have you ever gone bi?
Well, I mean, there was this...
There was this orgy.
College, but
he's in a band with Richard, of course. Yes.
Oh, never mind. I forgot. Bi makes a drink, Bi Bubbles, and they have a can called Peru Pineapple.
Okay.
So my pro tip is to everyone.
Listen.
That if you see this.
Listen.
To them or my pro tip?
No, your pro tip. I'm telling everyone that's listening. Turn the radio up in your car.
Everybody turn it up in your car. This is my pro tip. So this Peru Pineapple, I've been told by several people that it makes your sperm taste better.
Have you tested it yet?
Oh yeah, he's got to test. He's tested the market.
I've got a whole test market.
Now is that all? No, all byproducts?
It's unanimous.
No, just the. Just yeah, the it's pineapple. It's very heavy, concentrated pineapple.
Oh, jeez.
It's heavy pineapple.
Well, you said heavy concentrated.
What?
No. Something like that. So I have been drinking something too every day, Charlie.
Ooh.
It's apple cider vinegar.
Ooh.
You ever done that?
What does that make semen taste like?
That's asshole. The question. I haven't got a blowjob in probably since I started it. So the last 17 years,
your penis just seeps the taste of.
I don't know, man. It can't be
vinegar
good,
cider.
It can't be good. Like,
do you ever smell it seeping out of your skin?
Yeah, there has you been do? A couple times yeah. when. But I also read an article that said it makes your breath good.
Oh,
which is weird because it kills. I guess
it
stuff.
It doesn't make your breath fresh. It just makes it good.
Yeah. So maybe
it's
maybe,
not. It's
know.
Not like peppermint. It's like roasted chicken.
Have you ever right? had barbecue like your ribs? Like when you're shooting them down, you're spraying them. Have you ever put apple cider vinegar on that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So maybe it tastes delicious. That's what I've been telling Brittany all the time. I'm like, hey, you like ribs?
Do you just go throw your dick on the smoker?
No.
And then give it to her and go, maybe it's delicious.
It's delicious. Now take me to the fucking hospital. Because my dick is burnt. That'd be an awkward scene at in the emergency room, wouldn't it?
Well,
what'd you do? I put my dick on the grill. Why?
In the smoker?
Because I thought it'd taste better.
Well, they're done.
Yep.
Folks,
that means
done.
We're about yeah. done because yeah. we're going to get beat down
how,
by people.
Yeah. How late do y'all have to?
I don't know, but I probably need to grab equipment. That would, yeah. I mean, that would.
You
I'm
could
not
see
expect
walk away. There goes your. Yeah. There goes yeah, your
there
goes speakers.
Well, there they go.
They just stole all your shit.
Well,
leave it to people
hey,
from Arkansas.
By the way, hey, Pockets, did you see if he got his gear?
I don't, let's not talk about
why?
That.
Why? He needs it.
We'll talk about it in the car.
Okay. Oh, we're doing the continuation of the show
we're
in
going,
the car?
We're going to Dealey
I'm not going
Plaza.
There,
I'm
going
out, boys. I'll check out
hey,
later.
Charles,
yes.
We appreciate you stopping by, and you are always welcome to come by. We need to get Mongo Muchado. What's the name of the new band?
Oh, Chillamundo.
Chillamundo.
Yeah,
we need to get you
get
and Denver in here. Let's
is that
go.
A play
let's
on Telemundo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I used to jack off to that shit all the time when I was a kid.
Is it Telemundo and Chill?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like see? Netflix
and
Chill.
Well, it's also like a heritage name from Chingalotis.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
But the thing, like, for me, the Telemundo thing, like, have you ever... watched
Telemundo Caliente Chingos
have you watched Mexican game shows?
Yes,
like,
they're
it's
hilarious.
Greatest thing ever.
Amazing.
And it's great
still inspiration to me.
Yeah, it's even better when you don't know what they're saying.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
yeah
it's greatness. And that's
you know
kinda
how many times I've tributed Mexican game shows?
Yeah.
Hey, there's a Japanese game show you need to look up and it's called Candy or Not and it's all over YouTube. There's video and it's these people like they make
the show is off the rails.
I thought this was the equipment.
All right.
See you, Charlie. Thank
Check
you very
in.
Much.
Later, guys.
Great set.
It
Charlie.
Was a great set, and we'll see you
pretty soon, I'm sure.
At the drive-in. Wait, no, they were last night.
Oh, yeah, we could have done that.
All right, so, this is, we want to thank, of course, our buddies Henry the Archer for letting us come out here, and of course, the title sponsor, 97.1 KXT.
I'm not going to, the show either we do a road show on the way home or
no,
we're
no, no, we're doing
I'm
a road show.
There. I'm not going there.
We're not going to Dealey Plaza.
I had the sweetest love there ever and I don't want to revisit it because it'll make me sad.
Oh,
I'm very emotional.
What we'll do is we'll do a regular road show on the way home. Right now we'll play a song.
By Henry.
By our buddies, Henry the Archer.
And I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
And when we come back, we will be back in the car with our driver and.
And our security.
We may take calls. On the way home.
Okay, yeah, I like this idea.
We'll see what we can do.
Dustin, all
right,
Dustin,
so
give me a
we'll
kiss. Give me a kiss.
All right. The sun is set. It's a nice, cool, warm
Dustin,
summer evening.
Look at the sun. Just look at it.
Hey, Matt,
look
I want to tell you.
Is that Norm that I'm caught
yeah.
doing? Okay, yeah.
What is
look
it?
Look at the sun.
Sweet days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom.
They're going to throw us out of here.
All right, later. We are in the vehicle, and our driver is trying to get us out of
the area,
the parking
the private,
garage,
private, the private secret parking garage that's below the Batman castle, Bruce Wayne's castle, or
yes,
mansion,
kind
that's,
of.
We're kind of there.
It's kind of like that. We're cruising. He's doing a good job so far. So we can sit back and do the show. We can talk about things and we can talk about stuff. We can talk about things because it's real, y'all. It's real. It's important and it's real.
Yeah. What is this? Hey, so I used to fight the notion that Dallas women are extremely hotter than the women in Tarrant County.
Yeah?
Good gosh, man. I don't know now. Man, they might be onto something, the people that said that. There was a lot of beautiful women out here.
There was a lot of beautiful women. We walked out of one, and you were chasing her like a Mississippi leg hound.
My pants are still moving.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They are. Yep. I'm witness to them as we sit in the back of this car.
Yeah. So, not to sound like a pervert, but God.
So we are making our way back to Tarrant County.
We picked up a few women. They're
chloroformed in the back. That's why you don't hear them.
They're tied.
We tied them up.
This isn't funny. God, how did we get a podcast award?
I don't know, because it's on air magic like that that makes us.
I don't know. You assholes! Shut up, you bitch! Oh man, I gotta start. Whoa, hey, hello.
Oh, there she is. Oh yep. My God, look at them milkers.
Yep. Whoa, did any of these women need rides, do you think?
You know what's weird about this is this was a very earthy crowd, so.
But it's the earthy hot, it's like the
it's
Austin
hot,
hot
earthy,
like
yeah.
The,
and it's probably a bunch of women that are lesbians.
That's probably it.
Because
probably
we just saw a lesbian artist, so that's why I'm putting two and two together.
Oh, y'all weren't joking about her?
No.
That's not that being a lesbian's a joke. Don't send emails, but if you do, send them to DustinSchneider@gmail.com.
Yeah, send them there. She said that she refers to herself as a big, fat, female lesbian from Arkansas.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right, because that's when I was like, I can get into this.
That's on her Wikipedia page, so it's
oh, that's her listing is fat.
It's quoted.
Lesbian
she
woman
says that. Quoted by blah,
musician.
Blah, blah.
What do you think? Do you think she shaved her armpits?
Hey, driver, what is this?
I am not sure.
I didn't. Okay. Tomas Sue's our driver? We're screwed if that's the case. Oh, that looks like a bar.
It
like an ice house.
That's kind of cool.
Hey, so we're heading back to Dallas. We're not going the right way. We're not going back towards 30.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to turn around.
I know how to drive. That'll get you there.
John, tell me you're going to send you your codata. I just made that part up. You didn't know I spoke Vietnamese, did you?
Oh, I thought you were talking Mandarin Chinese.
I thought that was Vietnamese. I thought Mandarin Chinese was the same
was
as Vietnamese.
Vietnamese,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Speaking of, we need to go continue our show that we were supposed to do at the Methinks Jam Room.
Yes.
Let's talk about something special that happened.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that, because we kind of teased it in the first half of the show.
We did?
Yeah, before we left. Well, you were talking about Trash Pockets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, not that part. I'm talking about the special part that happened on Sunday after we went to praise Jesus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about that.
So that was my first I had my first experience shooting my new AR-15.
Yes, you did.
And not only that, but I shot some other guns, too.
You did. You shot lots of guns.
Yeah, it was awesome. I shot a well, you did too. I don't know why I'm speaking singular, but we shot a Desert Eagle 50. So the 50 means, what does that mean, Dustin? Is that like
50 caliber?
50 caliber. So basically, we shot a cannon.
Yeah, basically, you shot a projectile that's half an inch big.
Yeah, so half an inch big. And
or a little over half an inch, because that's in the metric system. So.
I know I'm very familiar with what a half an inch is. I see that every morning.
Okay.
So
hard?
The thing that was,
hard.
Yeah, yeah. I'm endowed. So the thing that was really crazy about it that I had no idea is So not only do you feel like you're getting punched in the face if you shoot the gun, the Desert Eagle 50, everyone in the suite feels like you're punched in the nuts, the stomach, and the face all at the same time when someone shoots that gun.
It is way worse if you are not directly behind the gun pulling the trigger. If you are standing even behind the person that pulled the trigger,
you're getting punched
in the face. The concussion wraps around that person and hits you.
So that's what that's called, is the concussion.
Yeah.
Not the sonic boom, because I was telling everybody at my job the sonic boom was amazing, and they kept looking at me like I was retarded. I was like, here comes the... Like, I was like, man, it was awesome.
No one looked at you and goes...
Here comes the boom. The sonic boom.
Click, click, boom.
Hey, so let me set it up again, and we'll talk about some of the other guns that we shot.
You want to go down Gaston?
Yeah, okay. This is where my family lived off of, was Gaston.
Okay, let's cruise Gaston.
Down to
through Deep Ellum.
So let me set this up again. Or let me set this up for the first time, actually, before we move to the next gun we shot.
Okay.
Which was badass. We went to Shoot Smart. We got invited by the guys in the Methinks, Ray and Marlon. The other guys were too hungover and lost, was one of them, maybe?
Yeah, we'll get into that.
But Marlon and Ray took us shooting, and I had never been shooting. Dustin's been several times, and I bought a AR-15 about 2 months ago. Best thing I've done, man. I had such a great time. And the so we went to Shoot Smart north of Fort Worth, right off, I think you exit Golden Triangle, make a U-turn on 35, and then you're there. The place is awesome. I was so impressed, because the only gun range that I've been to besides that was an outdoor range in Kennedale called Alpine,
yes,
which was still cool, but that's where me and my friend got thrown out that I was telling you about with the rapid fire. So we got a suite, though.
Yeah, Alpine has a lot of rules. And what's cool about this is the Groupon Marlin had got us a suite. And I need to start watching Groupon for this. But
I'm going to.
You get a suite. You can have up to four people in your suite. No additional fee. And they give you access to their premium guns that you can check out and shoot as much as you want, and then go back. And you can swap out as many guns as you want.
Hence, that's how we shot the Desert Eagle 50.
We started with the Desert Eagle 50. But what's cool is when you're in a suite, you can rapid fire. You can shoot as fast as you want.
And
you can shoot
did.
As much as you want. And you can stay in there as long as you want.
Yeah.
And we did. And we went nuts. And you can have as many guns in there as you want.
They we did.
Yeah.
I think there was a total of 65.
Probably.
What was the second gun we shot?
So the second gun we shot was a H&K.
The House of Conan?
Yes. Heckler & Koch.
Mm-hmm.
SB5K, it's kind of the new predecessor of the MP5. And an MP5 is a gun I have always been infatuated with. 9mm round, you get super extended clips up to 30 rounds.
The clip we were using was 10?
60. No, we had a 30-round clip.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. And you could shoot this thing.
We were showing off with it.
Yeah, MP5s are really cool. They're used worldwide, mainly by the British Special Forces and the German Special Forces. They like to use them. And it's a fun-ass gun to shoot.
Yeah, it reminded me of the little mini Uzis that they used to have, like you saw in Hollywood all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you could take this thing. It was funny, because every single one of us would get up there, and we would aim down the sights, and that's awesome. It's cool. It's real accurate and stuff and real easy to shoot. But then we'd get about four rounds into it and then put it, like, behind our back at waist level and just be like, dude, 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 look at me, acting like a cowboy.
Look at me, I'm badass. And
it's too easy to shoot.
Well, one of the things is, like, it didn't have a strap or any type of sling on it.
Yeah.
And if it had a sling on it, you could have...
You better put a ring on it.
You could have pulled it tight and shot it at eye level with the tension of the sling.
I didn't try, but I bet you could easily shoot the gun with one hand.
I did.
Oh, you did?
I did let go of the guard. I had my hand off guard. No, it's a 9mm. There was hardly any kick. The gun's built like a freaking tank.
Yeah.
It's just a great gun. It's expensive as hell.
Yeah, and that is probably the answer to the next question I'm going to ask.
We are in Lakewood, and that's the Lakewood Theater.
Hey, Lakewood.
How you doing?
Good to meet you.
Lakewood, you rock.
So, that do these terrorist attacks, right?
Uh-huh.
So why do they, how come they use the, they're always shooting like ARs, which ARs I've heard jam a lot if you don't take care of them out in the desert and stuff, right?
They use AK-47s.
And they use AK-47s. Why don't they get one of these badass guns that the one that we shot, say it again, the MK, the HK Ultra?
SP-5K.
The SP-5K, that thing, man, you could take a lot of people out really quick with that motherfucker.
Well, that's not what I was thinking while I was shooting. I was just thinking of how good it felt in my hands, but...
You see my point, though. Like, if would use that, it seems like they would be able to gun a lot more white people down.
And you're sober?
Yeah, that's...
Let's put that out there.
I didn't want to come out with that, but...
You're 100% sober tonight.
You understand my point, though.
Yeah, the... Sorta.
I think it's too expensive, though.
Well, an AK-47 is something... Those are basically, when you get to that side of the world, they're everywhere.
Yeah, it's like candy.
Yeah, they're everywhere. They're like 9mm here, 9mm pistols here.
Yeah,
you know?
They're like, you discovered your penis. Now here's a gun. Here's an AK-47.
Yeah, they're really, really cheap. They can function in any type of...
They don't jam very much because yeah.
You can cram. You can bury them in the sand and go pull them back out of the sand and still fire rounds off. That's what they're made for. They're made to be just abused and not cleaned, and
yeah,
they still function and work. And my understanding is the ammo for them is more common over there.
Yeah. So, that's because the Ruskies, they gave them too many, and now all these they run around and are going to email Jerry Jonestown Massacre Show because Matt Stubbs says it too many times.
It's more, I think there's a lot of Asian manufacturers that make that weapon.
Hello,
so it's easy to get over.
Hey, what are you talking? Man, we're just all over the place tonight.
Stop making fun of my family.
You just drive, okay? You watch the road. You let us do the podcasting.
So we're at Fitzhugh and Gaston. We're making our way towards the double wide.
All right. One other thing that I wanted to talk about that the two, those are the coolest guns in the world to shoot. I fully support every red-blooded American to go get one and shoot them because they're awesome.
So and, your AR has had nothing done to it.
No, it has nothing done, and I had a blast.
Modifications.
No modifications. The first time I shot it, and the first time I semi-cleaned it, I ran that snake through the barrel and cleaned it out with
the help
from
you. Did you shoot mine?
No, I didn't get to shoot yours, but back to the Desert Eagle 50.
Yes.
$2 a bullet is the only problem that I have.
Well, yeah. $2 a bullet.
Are they upselling it there, or is that how much that ammo is when you go buy it? Is it extremely expensive?
It's right around there, yeah. Okay. I mean, we were joking about $2 a shot, but it's right around there.
I thought it was.
Yeah, it may have been. But it's right around there. Big Barrett, the big 50 cal.
Yeah.
They are around $5 a round.
Jeez. So
the one that I shot was five, right at $5 a round. It's like $4.95.
So this is weird. It sounds like we're endorsing something, but go check out ShootSmart because it's awesome. They had free coffee and you could donate a dollar and get some chips and stuff because I was on an empty belly. And thanks again, Marlon and Ray,
yes,
for introducing me to the glory of guns.
That's two weekends in a row. I've had a blast going out shooting with them.
Guns.
It's just good. It feels good. I forgot. Cause
I'm
I
an
had,
American hero now.
I had three guns before I went shooting with them last weekend. I had three guns I hadn't shot, and one of them I had for almost a year before I'd shot it. I just haven't had time.
Well, yeah, we're busy as... Well, we're busy.
We're busy.
Yeah.
But it's... going out, when we went out to the country and got to shoot them...
Very, very busy.
I had forgotten how good it feels and how...
It's awesome.
You...
it's a release. It's like
it
you
is
just
a release.
Pent up and you just boom.
Like you just
explode,
yeah.
Man. It's very manly. Like I'm an American hero now. I went home, took off my pants, said, "Brittany, suck it. Give me a beer and make me a sandwich.
Put this limp noodle in your mouth like
a cigar.
Bash and like a bass or a catfish.
Played some Duke
in a river.
Played some Duke Nukem and look at Playboy." That's what I did when I got home.
That's very old school.
Listen to Metallica and Five Finger Death Punch.
Hey, you know the elbow room used to be right around here, and they closed it.
Yeah.
It was right here.
So that was our experience at the at Shoot Smart up in North Fort Worth. The other cool thing that happened is we saw a badass show the night before at the Sunshine Bar.
Yeah, and I'm kind of, I don't know, we...
In Arlington.
Well,
on the Jerry Jonestown podcast show.
We were invited to a very special event, but I don't know how much we can talk about that. I don't know how much secret it is.
I'll just say it like that. Hey, some friends of ours were in a band, and they invited us out, and we couldn't make it because you got kidnapped.
I got kidnapped. Our good buddy Jesse, it was his birthday party, so went by there and you know, hung out for a little bit, wished him well.
Just grabbed his butt.
Grabbed his butt. We are at Deep Elm now. We are at Elm. And
there is absolutely nothing going on. Let's go to Dan Bayless's bar.
We're at Elm.
Let's go crash his fucking
and
joint.
Malcolm X.
How quick would he kick us out of there?
Immediately. So we...
get the fuck out of here.
I was kind of disappointed because we couldn't go to this special event. I thought it looked badass. One of the bands playing, the Royal Sons, are amazing. Really wanted to see them, but
there's
just couldn't make it.
There's a street tattoo on your right.
By the time I got done at Jesse's, it was too late. So... We went to... Go ahead, people. Go ahead. Y'all are good.
Yeah, go ahead. We should do a show down here just driving around on a weekend. Remember back in the day when we were like... We just got our driver's license, and the cool thing to do is just cruise up and down here until you went...
In Deep Elm?
Like, yeah, while you're... Like, after you went to see the show that you wanted to, it was also fun just driving around.
There's the green room. Anybody playing at Three Links tonight? Is it Three Links?
Trees
is black. Trees is completely lights out.
Trees is lights out.
Three Links has a band on stage.
Look at this. We got a line to get in somewhere. Yeah.
A Chill 360.
There's a
Glazed isn't open yet. There's the Anvil Bar. There's Twilight Lounge.
Deep Sushi on the left. Deep Ellen, we love you. And we love Deep Sushi.
Yes. So we ended up going to
TNA?
See the Me Thanks and Mean Motor Scooter and Caliche Burnout, which is Scott's final show with Caliche Burnout.
I think they're done.
What I was told was the band's going to keep going.
I don't know, man. Scott sounded like he was going to put the clamps down on it.
He may sue them.
They're awesome, though, man. That Gretsch, what's the guitarist's name? You remember his name?
Joe? No.
Caliche. Caliche's guitarist, or Caliche's guitar was awesome. He had a Gretsch, and it sounded great.
You
he had a,
just can't even remember anyone's name.
Why is our Asian driver related to Matt Thomas? I don't know.
It was like Asian Matt Thomas. You shut up and drive! We're not paying you to...
Hold on. Dustin, I'll take care of this.
You shut fuck up!
All right. Was that him or you? Or Matt Thomas?
That was me.
Okay.
Yelling at him.
All right, now we're entering... We're going under the bridge. I believe this
we
is...
We are entering downtown.
75, or is this 30? When
this
are we
is the
here?
45 cut around.
45
for
cut around
Rogers.
There. There's traffic as usual. We're
Rogers.
Going into the edges of downtown Dallas.
I wonder how long this show's
going to
be.
And we are not going to stop where Dustin thinks we're going to stop, because that place... lays dear to my heart.
I'm just going down Elm Street.
And
I'm just driving down Elm Street through downtown. We're
I know exactly what you're doing.
We're going to pass the Majestic Theater here in just a second.
The Majestic? I saw a Pink Floyd laser light show there.
I saw Pussyfur there, and I saw...
The straight, like, what?
Pussyfur?
Pussifer, right?
Yeah, Pussifer.
I didn't know they changed their name to Pussyfur.
Pussifer? And I saw Pauly Shore do some stand-up there.
The comedian?
Yeah, back when it was...
The Weasel?
Yeah, back when he was the Weasel, like MTV years.
When he did that stuff
when
all the time?
When he was stoner, buddy. Hello.
Like cocaine and weed. I don't know that. I shouldn't have said that. I don't have any idea if he did a lot of
He was a
in
comedian in the early
From
90s,
LA.
So yes.
All signs point
oh,
to yes.
Fuck you guys, AT&T. Suck it.
All right, I don't know if that was smart, Dustin. That might have that might come back to bite you.
Might have to edit this show again.
If you do, will you edit the 17 towel heads or Durka Durkas that I issued?
Guess I will. This show will be out on Friday. So anyway, we went to that show.
There's the infamous Chase Bank.
You brought up that show.
Yeah, Sunshine. in Arlington, Texas.
And first off, can we talk about, before we even walk in, we're both accosted by a female that wants to have us in a gangbang out in the parking lot.
Yeah, but that
immediately.
And Joe and I pretended to be gay as fuck immediately, too. We were like, ugh.
So Lee was out there.
He's having a bad time. I think we're going to leave. Nice offer. And she looked at us like we were disgusting.
So Lee was out there, too. From Lola's Lee. And
Caliche Base.
Caliche Bassist. And we, when she came up and asked, wanted to do a gangbang or whatever, me and him looked at each other and just bolted, went inside.
Yeah, left me and Joe.
Yeah.
And Joe and I had to act like we were gay because she started playing with her boobs and was like, do y'all have girlfriends? Because I'm so horny. My mom's horny too.
Yeah. She started trying to get her mom laid. She came inside and was trying to get people to bang her mom.
Then she came back in and tried to rape Rebecca and stole my cigarettes.
Well, come to find out, listening to Jeffrey Lord's Funky Town podcast and listening to Joe.
The worst podcast in the universe. Or is that us?
No, that's us.
Yeah.
Look at all these homeless people.
Hello!
So we, listening to them talk about it, she had smoked a lot of crack before getting there. And she had told a bunch of people that she had smoked a bunch of crack.
Yeah, she wasn't having a good night.
She was out of her mind. Like, all sorts of shit happened to her.
Yeah, when the methinks were loading out, I was talking to a trucker and just shooting a shit about guns and stuff, and because I was excited because I was going to the gun show. Not the gun show, I was going to the street smart.
All right, the car is coming down Main Street and
making a left
on Houston.
I was talking to Trucker John.
We're turning on Houston Street, and we can see that the Cadillac is moving down Houston Street, and all of a sudden, shots fired! Shots fired! Shots fired!
That's where I got my fingers wet right there, dude.
There's the X. That's where the bullet entered Kennedy's head.
There was a wood wall, like a plywood, that was back there, and that's where it happened, man. I got my fingers pruny.
While looking at JFK's X.
I was in love. Love. As Corby does. Love. You know what that is? Love.
That's like the ninth time you've referenced them.
But we're in Dallas.
We are in Dallas.
Yeah, man. These are their stomping grounds. They didn't even come out and say hi to us, those fucking assholes.
So we're getting on 35, and we're making our way to Parkland Hospital with the president.
Where we will drop off Matt.
And we're going to, they still have that room sealed up.
I want to go. I've never been to the room. I've only been out by where the brain soup happened.
Oh, like you want to go to the...
I want to go to the depository, the book depository.
School book depository?
Yeah, yeah. Have you been in there?
I have seen where the shooter long was time ago. They have that window roped off, and they have a rifle up there, and you can pretend like you can fire off as many shots.
You can act like you're at the gun range with the methinks.
They have
woo!
They have it set up where you can see if you can cycle through as many shots as a Lincoln is coming down.
Yeah. Should we continue this show from the lodge?
That's it. Well, they let us do
no
this show
cash
from the lodge,
man.
Oh, okay.
It'd be all on you, and I get in trouble with those places.
You nearly made me shoot across
especially
the highway to take
so
the 35 split the other way.
Sorry? What?
Huh? Split tail 35. Anyway, so, yes.
Yes.
The show was fun. That show at the Sunshine was a little off the rails.
Yeah, the methinks
good time.
Blew a breaker. First song.
Well,
it was awesome.
Their smoke machine blew the breaker.
I guarantee you that's what did it.
I know it did.
That thing was in overdrive.
They smoked the entire room up, and you couldn't see anything. We need to borrow that.
You know what's becoming treatful? When you go to see those guys play, and Ray does it with FTW too, is the back of the clubs when they open the door and you go outside and you look from what's coming billowing out of the
door. It's hilarious.
Yeah. It looks like Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson are just in there having a campfire.
So like the last time I saw him at Lola's, Marlon and I were standing outside in the front area and you could see into the bar.
Yeah.
And it was after they played. And it was like 30 minutes after they played and there was still a very dense haze coming down about 5 feet from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And he's like, is that from us? I was like, yeah, that's y'all's freaking machine doing that.
You remember Pantera shows?
Do you think they're killing us?
Yeah, they with all that obviously, smoke. Obviously. That's okay. That's Marlin's whole plan is to murder us.
Is that their version of chemtrails?
Yeah,
they
for
just
sure.
fire off chemtrails in the middle of the bar.
But so I was thinking, if the Methinks like became the next like Foo Fighters and they came into town, would they be like, you remember the Pantera shows that they would freaking smoke out the whole, like, if you saw them at Starplex, like if you were sitting in the grass, then you just looked into a big, huge haze of almost fog, smoke, fire, and everything in front of you. Is that what the Methinks would do?
Well, the thing is, that wasn't from machines.
I know.
That smoke was from...
And the Methink smoke is not all from machines either.
That's true. That is true. It's a good... That's what it is. It's a good masking agent. They fire that smoke machine off, and they're masking everybody that wants to light up.
One of these days, here's what's going to happen. We're going to go to a Methink show, and they're gonna promote the crap out of it, and they're gonna all of a sudden the smoke's gonna be coming. Yeah, it's another Methink show, and then bam, we're gonna wake up. Nice car. We're gonna wake up with our pants off, eyes crossed, and
kidneys
we're
gone.
We're gonna piss all over us, and kidneys gone, and we're gonna forget our first names and be like, what just happened? And we'll never see Marlin and Ray Trucker. Or trash pockets again.
Because they did the chloroform trick. They put chloroform in the smoke machine.
That's what they're setting us up for, man. Mm-hmm. This is all about human organ.
They're really smart.
Smuggling.
They prepare for the long game.
Yeah.
They're
thinkers.
They think about it. They're the me thinkers.
Look what we did there, man.
There we go. Circle it around.
See, that's why we get podcast awards.
That is.
Is right there.
That,
is.
That it totally
that
is.
That and when we stop at McDonald's on the way home.
Is that what we're doing?
No. I'm dieting.
Oh, I need something to eat.
I have a rock show on the 20th. Wait.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this.
Don't mention names because I don't know. There's a very good chance that guy had nothing to do with the fumble.
All right, we'll play it cool and we'll say that.
We'll just say the show's in hiatus. Our first show.
Our first show is already in...
Derailed.
Typical JJTM fashion...
Derailed
from the get-go.
Yeah, the track the ocean.
Somewhere along the way, no fingers are being pointed, no names are being dropped. I can let you look through our chat history, and you'll see all the fingers and name-pointing that went on in there.
Man, but, you want to blackmail us if we ever get rich? You get a hold of that.
Yeah. What it is... Well, yeah, yeah.
We're done.
Yeah.
If you run for if you run for governor or something someday... You're fucked if I turn that over to someone. If I leak it.
If you sent that, when you run for mayor of Watauga.
Watauga?
If you are going to publish that in the Star Telegram.
I'm done.
No. You would get more votes.
In Watauga. Yeah, Watauga would. Like, man, I think this guy's on something, man.
But our show was supposed to be July 22nd.
Our new rock band.
In... The Grotto in Fort Worth. And this is a show that had been rescheduled from July 22nd in Crown and Harp in Dallas. And they closed. So it just got moved to the Grotto.
Which, okay, let's cut it off there because it's still, there's still things, there's still stuff going on. So we don't want to. But so, if you're planning on coming, flying in from L.A. and New York to see our band play,
don't come in on the 22nd, because...
And maybe text us a few times, yeah. Or one of us, before you fly in.
I'm sure by our show next week we'll know exactly what's going on, but...
Don't buy your ticket as of now.
We got to looking around on the interwebs, and it seems that all the marketing material for this show now says July 21st, which is a Friday. Which also happens to be a Friday that the Spectacle is playing in Denton.
And the thing that's tricky about that, go ahead and explain.
Is that two of the members of the Spectacle are in our band.
Yes.
And...
Unfortunately.
One of the members of Hoof is also in the Spectacle. And the show we were playing at the Grotto is with Hoof... And two other bands. So we don't know how they're going to pull that off.
Who knows, man? Maybe it'll get worked out.
I hope so. Because
don't fly in, though.
There was another show I was supposed to play on the 22nd also.
Stay in New York.
Yes. There was another show I was supposed to play on the 22nd that I said I couldn't.
Mander, stay in Seattle. Michelle, where are you now? You stay there. Don't fly in. Number one, Dustin's wife's going to kill you. Number two, we don't know if we're going to play.
She's not going to kill her.
I'm just fucking with y'all. You know, you man, you know Sober Matt.
I know Sober Matt. Sober Matt likes to push boundaries. He's all about...
He's edgy.
Sober Matt is all about stuff and things because it's real, edgy. Y'all. It's real.
Yeah. It's what important. Is this?
And it's real.
That's my favorite. I think I could listen to that over and over again. Nick's trying so hard on it. He's breaking news, man.
Well, it's... There's like...
He's breaking.
There were four people that were all in that line.
Is Nick going to be... Is Nick should be a reporter.
Should. All right, so... Yeah, Drag the Ocean, who knows? And there may be some super secret shows coming up at the Lighthouse.
Is that what we're calling it?
That's calling it to the Lighthouse?
I've just been calling it the Lighthouse.
I've been calling it the beachfront property.
Oh, we can call it beachfront.
Because, you know, ocean, Drag the Ocean. Beach,
well, yeah, I thought it was a lighthouse guiding us.
Oh, yeah.
It's a place that's guiding us in the night.
We could call it the shipport.
We could. Dry dock.
Dry. There's a... You know,
we could call it...
Can't call it dry dock.
We could call it Pier 69.
Yeah. Or we could call it Mermaid Motel.
Yeah. We could call it the Clamshell Inn.
The Sam Clammies?
Yeah, the Sam Clam.
We could call it Temple of Fish, right next to the Temple of Eye.
What? We're dumb. The name is it for it, because it has to be sea-based.
Yeah.
Is the Clam Wallet. Where are you going? I'm going the Clam Wallet.
No, so what if it turns into a real studio that we act like, you know, we've discussed. What if it becomes a business? Are we going to continue to call it the Clam Wallet?
Where'd you record this album?
Clam at
the Clam Wallet?
Metallica's brand new album out August 21st. Record it.
We heard you guys went and spent some time in Fort Worth. Where'd you guys record it at, man? It sounds fucking fantastic. It sounds amazing. It takes me back to the way of the
fucking
back
place
to
the called the Clam Wallet. You heard of it? Next caller.
Did you say a Clam Wallet?
Yeah, we like to record. It's a good studio. Good gosh. There goes Metallica.
Yeah, that bus is giant. Scared the shit out of me.
So, I don't know. Clam Wallet's cool with me, but...
Hey, you know what? We should...
So you're saying we might do a secret show from the Clam Wallet.
That's what Dave mentioned today. We'll do some secret shows from the Clam Wallet. A very intimate gathering.
What if it's rainy?
It's the moist Clam Wallet. What is the fuck is this bus doing? We're going to die.
What if someone spills ketchup while they're eating a burger in the Clam Wallet? Is it called the Shark Week Clam Wallet?
Are they eating a burger? All right, so...
Shark Week.
Let's just leave it to our callers. Let's see what they think about the name of the Clam Wallet.
We've got a few to punch up here.
Let's do it. All right, east of the Rockies. Timothy, you're on the air.
Timothy, sounds like you've been drinking a little bit.
Timothy, what have you been drinking tonight, buddy?
Oh, dude, don't do that.
No, that stuff.
Man, you're gonna be sick.
Didn't you hear that stuff contains antifreeze?
Oh, and you're smoking weed. That's nice.
That's nice.
You got a ride home, Tim?
A nice downer with a downer. Way to mix it. Okay, so what do you think? Should we call the studio the Clam Wallet? All right. That's 1-4.
Oh, okay. What's your other name? It's long? Okay. Let's hear it. No, we got time. Well, yeah. Tell us the other name you think we should call it.
There's too many syllables in that, and I'm not even sure what you're saying because you're half mumbling and drunk, so let's go to
the next caller.
Who is this? Cindy, east of the Rockies. You're on the air.
Cindy, what's the size? What's the measures? What are we doing here? Okay, hang up. Next caller.
That was bad. Like... She just chewed us out for us asking her her measurements.
Yeah.
What a bitch, Cindy.
Ahmed Hockley Schloss.
You're next. Jerry Jonestown Massacre Hotline.
What was his name? He's from the UAE.
Oh, yeah? Well, I was joking.
He was joking. It's okay.
Calm down.
It's good. Relax.
Hey.
Chill. You're making our driver mad.
It's comedy. It's funny.
You're making our driver mad. It's just
funny,
good
times. I didn't mean anything. I have print. Okay. No. Don't fly here. Do not come here. Okay. He hung up, man. That was weird.
Great.
That was serious.
Great.
Let's do it. I don't want any more calls.
You don't
want
to. No, you don't want to do
feel
one?
Good now. That was scary.
Let's do. We gotta have an upper, and it needs to be a girl. So right here we have. Let's see. This says Elizabeth from the Everglades, deep in the Everglades, calling us on the JJTM hotline. How you doing tonight, Elizabeth? Oh, do you sound good? Yes, we do have girls tied up in the back. You can hear them struggling. Would you like to be one of our girls tied up in this thing? You come here to Texas, we'll tie you up. We'll put you through. Oh, really? You're going to send us some pictures?
You want to make us Eskimo brothers? With who?
The Lord.
And Alex Jones? This is weird.
This just things got strange. All right, yeah.
We're down.
Yeah, you want to...
it's awesome. Sounds good.
Yes, Elizabeth, yes, we are going to have another JJTM Presents show coming up soon. We've been kind of busy. We've had some stuff we need to work out. But yes, we would like to get one going. And if you need a place to crash, just send us
Elizabeth,
pictures.
Hey, don't worry about that clap either. No, it's happened to all of us.
She just hung up. You just totally shot her down. We're coming towards the river bottom. Should we dump these girls off? Let's take them to Rick's.
I think one of them farted.
Rick's by the
airport.
Smells
in here, man.
Let's take them to Rick's by the airport.
This might be the gayest show we've ever done. And I don't say that in a homophobic way. I say that in a disgusted way.
In
like, this
stupid.
Is stupid.
We're dumb.
Like, not I like to fuck men. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, ha, 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 gay. Like, stupid. It's dumb.
And you just said that, and the Funky Town podcast will probably trim it out and use it.
Trim it out.
The part where you said the thing about men.
There's some men that I find attractive.
Huh.
I have no problem admitting that.
What about trees?
Or
dirt?
Huh? Dirt?
Dirt.
I don't understand. I still don't. Man, I guess I need to re-listen to that show. Because I'm still baffled by the...
Ecosexuals?
Yeah, like... you can't be cleanly if you're rubbing your twat on dirt pebbles, right? Like, is that... That's not good for you. It seems like it would cause problems for women and men. It seems like it'd cause a kidney stone.
We could call someone right now and ask her.
You want to stop the show?
No.
Stop the show
we'll
and call?
Dial it and call.
All right, call. Call him, man.
Yeah. Then we have to talk to her.
She's probably drunk.
Probably.
Is it the guest eco-sexual that you had on?
She's probably wasty, thanks.
She was there tonight.
Can't do it. Yeah.
She looked like she was having a good time. Why does her boyfriend always look like he wants to die?
Or that he's written a manifest and ready to go live in the woods?
Yeah. I don't understand, man. I don't know. Like, I think the whole time he had his head face down the whole time, like in between his legs. Like, disgust him that bad?
No, I think what the deal is that he's busy going over schematics and plans for the packages he's going to send different
politicians,
U.S. congressional leaders. And
is she safe?
Hmm.
Should we give her a hotline card like we gave the other woman at the Arboretum that looked at us like we were crazy?
There's a QT by our house. That's a safe place.
Hey, that's some good shtick, man. I'm not making fun of domestic violence or anything, but let's get us some cards made. Kind of like the lawyer cards that the Methinks brought in, except like a domestic abuse hotline and just randomly walk up to women and go, hey, you ever need a shoulder to cry on or just... Just an out. Take this.
Here you go.
Yeah. You don't think that'd be funny to record?
Maybe.
You're going to edit this whole part, right? This whole show?
Nope. Like, I don't edit anything anymore. I'm not even editing what I said.
So now I have to watch what I say? So we really are going to have Middle Eastern people mad at me because I said Durka Durka 75 times?
Oh, my God. I can't even flag any of this. I have to listen back and edit it when it's said. So, all right. Are we done?
I think we should. We're getting close to Tarrant County, aren't we?
We're in Tarrant County.
I think we should do a couple things. I think we should do the vulgar display of non-vulgarity show.
Okay. Where we don't cuss at all.
Where we don't cuss at all and see, like, here's what we'll do, man. We'll donate money.
Ooh.
Every time someone one of cusses. Us screws up. Wait, no, that wouldn't be right.
How much is a curse word?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it couldn't be much than more than a quarter, right?
No. We got to do like $1 or $5 or something. We got to make a good donation.
Bless.
But we have people come in, and if they want to cuss, they can. Ooh, every time they
see,
cuss,
here we go. Now we're on to
they
something.
They donate out of their pocket to
the whatever cause we pick.
Whatever cause
now
we
we're
pick.
Thinking. Now we're thinking.
That's what we do.
This is why we get podcast awards, is because we're like a think tank.
We are. We're a think tank of all thinking.
We're a me thinks materials. Tank.
We are. All right. I'm done.
Okay. I love you.
All right. I love you too. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.
Show it the boobies.
I can't quit you.
Telling out your secrets, your deepest thoughts, can't hide away. It's like you lost your mind because someone else's design, it's out of line. So let me, why can't you let me? I'm screaming, screaming, you're breathing in. Why can't you let me? Talk to you, try to tell you that they'll taunt you. They want to rip up your life so you lose all control. On the inside you'll have no soul. When you get old, no, 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 no. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm screaming, screaming, you're breathing. Why can't you hear me? Sorrow, tough tomorrow, this is your crippled mind, but you must not fight it. And all the demons on the outside start looking in. Oh, can't you hear me? Can't you hear me? I'm screaming, screaming, you're breathing in. Why can't you hear me? Charles Marchbanks on the bass, Kevin Geist on the drums, and I'm Richard. Thank you. Can't you hear me? Can't you hear me? I'm screaming.